Growth talks, when personal development becomes self-destruction in disguise. That's what we're talking about in this week's episode of Burnoutology, the podcast, with me, your host, Kelly Swingler, the Burnoutologist. My first burnout made me really seriously ill. My second nearly killed me. I have, over the last decade, coached over 700 leaders through burnout. And in the last 12 months, I have trained 117 coaches in how to be burnout aware in the Burnout Academy. I am daring to imagine a world where burnout no longer exists. And Burnoutology, this podcast, all of the work that I do at kellyswingler.com and in the Burnout Academy is all about burnout education, burnout awareness, to help us all really to live, lead and coach better burnout free. Right? I genuinely do not want anybody to ever have to experience what I did when it comes to burnout. And that's what I do. Thank you very much for joining me for this next episode. So we are now on burnout truth number 3. This is about growth talks, and I think we'll obviously see how it goes, right? Every burnoutology is uncut, unscripted, unedited. Who knows where the conversation direction will go? But I think the angle that I want to take from this today is kind of twofold. So let's unpick growth talks a little bit more first before we get into those two different avenues that we could look at this from. So growth talks, what this really means, it is when personal development becomes self-destruction in disguise. How we spot it, it's when burnout is being sold as breakthroughs. It's when healing leaves you in A&E. And it's transformation that is being used to bypass trauma. Some coaches call it evolution. Your body calls it emergency mode. So the two angles that I want to take from this today, firstly then from the angle of the coach who doesn't understand burnout and who is literally taking burnout as a breakthrough. Right, that's the first angle that I want to take it from today. The second then is for those of us as we are coming through burnout and we go into this personal development self-destruction cycle where we then think we've got to keep learning in order to heal, in order to be good enough, in order to find the solution and the fix and all of that sort of stuff. So I think they're the two angles that I want to take this from today, I think. So let's look firstly then from the lens of the coaches and what we can miss. And some of this definitely feeds into what we were talking about in the episode when we were talking about resilience porn, right? This is basically it. We just got to keep going. Like, push harder. Keep going. This is where we take it. This is where we go. And yet what we see, I suppose, a lot, right, in the transformational coaching space, people break down in tears in a coaching session or on a development day. And we go, oh my God, right, that's an amazing breakthrough. Well done you. Right, well done on the breakthrough. Now we just keep going. Like, oh my God, we literally use the tears and we call that the point of evolution. And what a lot of coaches are missing is that actually the tears are breaking point. Now, of course, this can be, I have definitely experienced it. You may have experienced these things as well. I've definitely had breakthroughs that have come in the form of an outburst or a release. When I did my firewalk instructor training, I did a four or five day intensive, and I'll probably start with this one, right? I did that training. I didn't do that training because I wanted to become a firewalk instructor. I am now an accredited and qualified firewalk instructor. But I didn't do that to become a firewalk instructor. I did it because there were two other activities that I had done before and I wanted to incorporate those into some of my coaching and some of my empowerment days that I was running for clients at the time. And those two activities were the glass walk and the arrow break, which I love, right? That's why I signed up for that. There were so many though. Like, we did a board break throughout the days. I won't tell you everything that we did, but we did a board break. But the most releasing, transformational, just amazing thing that we did during those 4 days was, it's called holotropic breathwork. And I cried my eyes out. I genuinely felt like I was running a marathon as we did it. I was like regaining all of my strength. It was just the most amazing experience. And as soon as we did that, I was like, I need to know how to do that because I need to put that into my empowerment day. And so I then qualified immediately in this holotropic breath work, which incorporates breath and music and drum beats and really powerful kind of affirmations and a particular script that we work with. It's incredible. And I started to deliver that as part of Power Up. And so many people, or everybody really that's joined me at Power Up, has had a breakthrough as a result of that, not just that experience, but of that day. Right? Nobody's left Power Up without having a breakthrough. And for many of us as coaches, we assume that every tear, every outburst, every release, we assume that that is a breakthrough. And we celebrate it as stuff, as such. We call it an evolution. We call it a breakthrough. And we celebrate the person and then we move them immediately most of the time, right? We move them immediately into goal setting and what do you want from the future? And we get them immediately to go into progress. We don't allow them the space to be in the now. We don't allow them the space to process. And a lot of us don't check in with how that person is feeling at the time. We just continue to assume that all of these tears are a breakthrough and therefore now we rebuild. And sometimes they're not a breakthrough. Sometimes they are a breakdown. And sometimes they need more than coaching. Sometimes they need therapy. Sometimes they need signposting. Sometimes they will need medical intervention. Sometimes they're going to need a lot of time off work. Sometimes they're going to need a lot of support. Sometimes they might need coaching and a number of other things. Sometimes they might need anything, right? It might be holiday. It might be 6 months signed off. It could be all sorts of stuff. And sometimes it is a telltale sign that burnout is on the brink. And yet if we don't know what we're looking for when it comes to burnout, and burnout can very often hide as high performance, as resilience, as continuing to keep going. Burnout can mask like really silently in just continuing to push, trying to break through all the barriers. It can look like challenging values. It can look like challenging systems and broken processes. It can look like advocating, right? It can look like all of this stuff. But if we don't understand that what burnout is and sometimes how burnout can present, sometimes we see all of this stuff in our clients, like, oh my God, like you're amazing. We celebrate all of the stuff that we're doing and then we push them even deeper and even harder into burnout because we go into, let's set goals, let's get you smashing this and smashing that and performing this and performing that, and like, let's do even more personal development, right? Let's do even more growth. Let's do even more of this stuff. Now, somebody on the brink of burnout or in that real chronic stress is likely to say yes, because their brain does not know that it needs rest. Their brain is in survival mode. So it hears yes, because all of these things are going to help me survive, right? If I know more, then I can survive more. If I do more, then I can survive more. If I keep moving, then I'll survive more. So we continue on this circle, and then somebody ends up in burnout. It's like, why did nobody spot? Like, why didn't my coach spot it? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? And then they can feel it even worse about themselves, because even their coach didn't spot it. And yet they will make that, in a lot of cases, they will make that their own fault, and it's not. So we need this burnout awareness, because sometimes we don't need transformation. Sometimes we need to heal the trauma of the chronic stress, the toxic workplace, the impact that burnout's had on us. Sometimes it's not evolution. Sometimes it's not breakthrough. Sometimes it is breakdown. And only when we know the difference can we know what we might need to adapt in order to help that person come through it in the best possible way. So that's the first kind of angle that I want to approach this growth tox from. And I suppose I'll kind of close this off, this part off, by saying this isn't like necessarily the fault of us as coaches. We don't get told, we don't get trained what it's like to be trauma informed or burnout aware. We get trained in how to ask questions, how to hold space, and how to get people to achieve their goals. That's what coach training includes. The more that I look at this, the more I lean into and listen to what the coaches in the Burnout Academy are telling me, the more I see just how unsafe, in so many ways, coaching can be without incorporating some of this stuff into what we do anyway. We can't afford to not be trauma-informed and burnout-aware. Because with so much of the workforce at the moment, we're saying, you know, at least some of the stats are telling us, right, 74% of execs at the moment are believed to be at or on the brink of burnout. So if you're an executive coach, coaching executives, if we're saying 74% of your clients could potentially be experiencing this, like, you can't afford to not be able to spot these signs. Some of the statistics are telling us 58% of the workforce is at or on the brink of burnout. Now, if we've got almost 60% of people in the workplace on the brink of burnout, we can't afford not to be able to spot that. In every organisation, that's more than half of our people that could be at burnout. If you are coaching, training, leading, managing, if you're the HR person in those organisations, you can't afford to not know what burnout looks like. And burnout can cause the same impact on the brain and the body as trauma. If burnout is unnoticed, if I am in this, I'm in a current job, I'm on the brink of burnout and I leave and I go into my next workplace, I'm carrying that burnout, I'm carrying that trauma into that workplace with me. I don't use the word trauma lightly. I'm not like, oh my God, I was so traumatized because of that thing that I saw on TV last night, or, you know, it's like, I'm so traumatized because like I broke a nail, right? I'm not misusing the word when I talk about trauma. Workplace trauma is a thing. Burnout as trauma is a thing. The long-lasting impact of this stuff on us is a thing. Many of you, many coaches, many HR leads, you know, I've qualified as a mental health first aider, I'm all right. Mental health first aiders are not trained in how to spot burnout. Coaches are not being trained in how to spot burnout. Leaders and managers are not being trained in how to spot burnout. And if all you are doing is reading the World Health Organization definition and continuing to keep reciting the 12 stages of burnout, that is not burnout awareness. That is not burnout education. But if you're continually trying to get people to smash goals, meet performance, do, you know, the next course, the next training, the next qualification, the next whatever, it's highly likely that you are doing more harm than good. We can't afford to not spot burnout. That's a little rant over. Let's move on to the second, second perspective maybe of this growth tox before we finish today's episode. So the second part of this, so let's quickly recap on it again and what it is that we're talking about when we say growth tox. So what growth tox really means, it's when personal development becomes self-destruction in disguise. We spot it when burnout is sold as breakthroughs. It's healing that leaves you in A&E. It's transformation used to bypass trauma. And it matters because coaches call it evolution and your body calls it emergency mode. So the other side of this growth tox that can be ultimate self-destruction, and we think that it is breakthroughs, and we also think it is this, we genuinely think it's healing, right? And yet it's doing us more harm than good. We come out, we can still be in, right? In a state of burnout. And as we are coming through the other side of that, as we want to almost kickstart our recovery, we start looking for answers. And we start to look for answers everywhere. We are reading books. And again, it's like our brain starting to, it wants to join dots, right? And I say to everybody, right, I am like the ultimate dot joiner when it comes to burnout. I've looked at burnout from so many different angles and so many different lenses, right? From the psychology, the neuroscience, the biology, the anatomy and physiology, the nervous system, from yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, firewalk instructor training. Like, I've done it. Knowing what I know now, whilst it's definitely done me a lot of good in terms of the work that I'm doing now, right? This is the work that I do. Because I've looked at it from so many lenses, it definitely gives me a very, very different perspective from anybody else that's looking at burnout. It sets me apart from a lot of other people that are looking at burnout. And if I could go back and do it all over again, I might have read a couple of books on anatomy and physiology. I might have read a couple of books on Ayurveda. I might have done a couple of extra yoga retreats, but I would not have felt the need and been so obsessed with the fact that I needed this qualification. So at some point over the last, where am I now? 2015. Over the last 12 years, at some points in time, I've been completing 3 different qualifications at a time. That is crazy and totally unnecessary. Didn't need it. Just stupid. And that in itself is part of this growth tox. But this can be what burnout does to you. Because you start to come through it and you just want to recover. Right? You just want to recover. Now, back in 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, probably even 2018, 2019, burnout wasn't a thing I was seeing all over my social feed, right? This is definitely something that's happened over the last kind of 5 years. Much more so since COVID in 2020, But it definitely started around the time that the WHO definition came out in 2019. Now, burnout's not new. It's been around since the 70s. But the amount of people talking about it and giving solutions and the amount of companies that think they know everything about it has definitely been growing over the last 5 years. And I'd probably say more so than that over the last two. Everybody thinks they're a burnout expert. Everybody's got the answer. Everybody's got the solution. So you're coming through burnout. You see something on your Instagram feed or on your LinkedIn feed and you think, yeah, I'm going to try that. But that thing doesn't work. So then you go looking for the next thing. And then you go looking for the next thing. And then you go looking for the next thing. And none of this stuff is working. And some of the stuff isn't working because it was never designed for burnout in the first place. And some of the stuff isn't working because you don't allow yourself the time for that thing to actually sink in, for it to embed, right? For it to become part of you, because you think, well, that didn't, like, yes, I've learned that, right? It's almost like we go on this almost like tick box tour, right? Okay, yeah, I've ticked that off. Yeah, I've done yoga. Yeah, tick. I've done meditation. Tick. I've done clean eating. Tick. I've done a juice detox. Tick. I've done cold water plunging. Tick. I've cold water swimming. Tick. I'm going to bed earlier. Tick. I'm not drinking caffeine. Tick. It's like you don't allow any of the time to happen. Now, and all of this stuff that we seem to do, because everybody's telling us, don't drink caffeine, get more sleep, do this, do that, do the other. The biggest thing that we need to know about burnout is that it can take years to come through. Years to come through. What we actually need is patience and acceptance and understanding, not to spend hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of pounds on the next fix, on the next cure, on the next training, on the next thing, 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 on the next thing that we think is going to help us. Because all we do is we're replacing all of that stress and all of that trauma that's been created in our body anyway, and we're just starting to expel it with more energy going in other places. And this is where we get caught up in all of this stuff, right? Because the whole world is telling us this is a burnout fix, this is a burnout fix, this is a burnout fix, this is a burnout fix. Everybody's telling us at the moment that everybody's burnt out, and some of us aren't burnt out. We're just using the word in the wrong way. Some of us aren't actually at burnout. We're just tired. Some of us definitely do need a holiday. Not every single one of us is at the point of burnout. But we think, oh yeah, I'm burnt out. And then another app comes on our Instagram feed that says, buy this app, do this thing, take this supplement, do this thing. Come and, you know, travel on this retreat, do this one day course, here's how you can do this, you know, train for this in 10 days. There's still one app that drives me absolutely insane that is still saying it can cure burnout in 15 days in just 15 minutes. How many people are signing up to that? Because actually we want to feel better in 15 days. And we'll absolutely find 15 minutes a day to do this thing because we want the fix for it, right? It's like we've become obsessed and fixated on all of these fixes, all of these things that are going to make everything better for us. So every time the app comes up, because most of us are like doom scrolling anyway, right? Trying to, because our brains are just not functioning properly. Our bodies are just like, we've lost the ability to fully rest. So what better way to rest than a bit of doom scrolling? Because we tell ourselves that that's resting. I'm just going to doom scroll for 15 minutes whilst I have my cup of tea. And it's 90 minutes later and we're still doom scrolling. But in those 90 minutes, we've probably spent a couple of £100 on, you know, different apps and different subscriptions and different notifications and different emails and different platforms and different something that's all going to change our lives. And we go, brilliant, right? I've now fixed my burnout because I've bought all this stuff. And then we just find ourselves ending up in a deeper and deeper hole. Now, some of you are looking for the cure to heal your own burnout from a state of desperation. And some of you are going down this growth tox route because you then think that, like I did, now you've got to stop anybody else from going through burnout. You need qualification after qualification after qualification after qualification for you to be good enough to be talking to everybody about burnout, because now this is the route that you want to take, and this is the work that you want to do, and this is how you're going to make it better for everybody else. And if you're not doing the right training and the right understanding, then maybe you're inadvertently ending up as one of the toxic coaches that I started in today's episode, pushing people further and further into burnout in the first place, because you think every time they end up in tears in a coaching session, that's a breakthrough. And now you've got to keep pushing them through for progress and performance, and, you know, or we need to do more breath work, more yoga, more journaling, more affirmations, more gratitude, right? And then you start pushing them down that route, and then you become that coach because you've got the lived experience of burnout. You've done 50,000 courses that were totally irrelevant when it came to understanding what burnout was in the first place. But now you're out there thinking that you can fix it for everybody, and then becoming the toxic coach that's pushing more of this growth tox on people and making burnout, or making personal development rather, this self-destruction in disguise. And as part of the healing that you are now coaching people through, actually you're pushing them further into illness to the point that where they end up in A&E. That's growth tox. This constant cycle of personal development and growth, because we think this is what we need. And this is what our social media feeds are telling us, right? Even if you follow me, right? There's education, there's awareness, there's advocacy, there is awareness raising, there's stories, there's challenge, there's all of that sort of stuff. And I'm running my own business. Of course I'm going to say, come and join my course, come and join my program. Because actually, awareness and advocacy is not going to change my bills, right? So even I am part of this when I'm saying, come join me in the Burnout Academy. Now, of course, I'm going to say this to you, right? But I'm going to say, actually, with everything that I've learned and all of my lived experience and all of the qualifications that I've done and all of the learning, everything that I know and understand about it, of course, I'm going to say, I genuinely believe I'm the best person to help you. If you want to train in coaching, if you want to be a safe coach, if you want to be a burnout aware coach, and or if you want to be a coach to help people through burnout, I believe I'm the best person to help you to do that. I genuinely do. And I don't want you coming to train with me if you're also doing 25,000 other qualifications at the same time, just to tick as many boxes, because you're stuck in your own growth tox cycle. That's not healthy for any of us. I want all of this stuff to be ethical and moral. It's one of the biggest reasons that I have created things like the Burnout Academy Manifesto. It's one of the reasons that I've created things like the ethics and transparency statement on my website, right? About why this work matters, about what I'm trying to do to make this space more moral, more ethical, to get people to, to really to say what it is and what it isn't. Now, anybody can sit and go, well, yeah, she's just really good at marketing and really all she's doing is just slagging everybody else off. It's genuinely not what I'm doing. And yeah, I will absolutely challenge. If I see somebody that's saying I train burnout coaches, I want to know what they're training them in, how they're training them, what they're doing it, what materials are they using, what experience do they have, what qualifications do they have, what makes this the leading or the best. I'm asking those questions. And I'm going to continue to ask it of coaches. I'm being asked more now. I've had another one this morning, which I'm very, very pleased about. But actually, I don't know what to call them, particularly not without dropping any names. But shall I just say a coaching institution, maybe? I've had a message from one this morning. One of their council members heard me speak a few weeks ago and now wants me to go and do a talk for council members and their coaching community to talk about why this stuff is happening, right? This is the stuff that I want to be doing. We've got to start to create this change from this grassroots level, and I'm not afraid to be the voice that does that. So I will continue to challenge. And I want you to think about, if you are in this growth talk cycle, either as a coach thinking that you already know it all, as an individual that's coming through burnout and is looking for the cure for your own burnout, or as an individual that's experienced burnout and is now on this endless loop of personal and professional development to try and ensure that nobody else ever experiences burnout again and you're going to help them to fix it, I genuinely urge you, right, to just take a breath and take a moment. Like, why are you doing all of this stuff? How is it helping? Who is it helping? And also, how are you allowing the learning to embed within yourself? That was the biggest, shall I say, eye-opener for me when I hit burnout number two, right? I came out of burnout number one, I was doing all the learning. Read all the books, and I started to do loads of courses. I was doing all this learning and development. And then I got to burnout number two. It's like, well, why, how the hell has this happened, right? I've been doing all the stuff. And I was doing all the stuff, but I wasn't embedding. I hadn't changed anything. I was just doing more. I wasn't embedding any of it. I was just doing more. And it was just like, I'd read the book and then the next book and then the next book and then the next book and then the next, but I was never allowing any of that learning to embed. So that is where we'll leave today. That's growth talks, when personal development becomes self-destruction in disguise. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to get hold of your Burnout Aware Starter Kit to see just how much you may or may not know about burnout already, head to kellyswingler.com. You'll find on the homepage the Burnout Aware Starter Kit, which can help you on your Burnout Aware Starter Kit journey. And you will also be able to get access to the 200 truths that we are discussing in Burnoutology, the podcast, every week. If you would also, or in addition to, if you would like the podcast companion, which gives you a bit more space for notes, if there's been any light bulb moments, reflections, questions, or anything that have come out of listening to this podcast, if you head to kellyswingler.com/podcast, you can also get your hands on the podcast companion, and you'll be able to record all of your little show notes and reflections on that copy there. So you'll be able to find both of those. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, do come and find me there also. And if there is anybody that you think might find this podcast useful, please do give it a share, right? Sharing is caring when it comes to all of this stuff. So please do keep sharing, right? When we know better, we do better. And when we do better, we end burnout. We need to, right? Burnout ends with awareness. And this is fundamentally what it is that this is all about. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking to you about smile suffocation. Smile suffocation is burnout truth number four. And this is when the performance of positivity kicks in whilst you are quietly drowning. So next week, I'm talking to you about smile suffocation, the performance of positivity while quietly drowning. Thank you very much for joining me. I will be back with you again next week. Take care for now, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.